Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most. Should I call myself the King of Kings tonight? I don't know.
After tonight's show, you might be pushing it.
Yeah, I might be pushing it just a little bit, huh? Well, regardless, ladies and gentlemen, I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only,
Sean Black in the building once again.
Yes, indeed. All right. And as for Nature B, you know, she's too busy right now with one of the you know, Jesus followers, I guess, the disciples or whatever. So she might call in later.
Yeah. If the show mysteriously cuts off, you'll know why.
Because I've been wiretapped by your president. President Trump. That's why.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
You know, we made it. We tried to make it like one whole show without mentioning his name, and I guess we just can't do it.
No, you can't. We could do a show without talking about him completely, but you have to mention him. Come on.
Exactly.
He's part of the panel, okay? But, ladies and gentlemen, for thoughts, questions, or comments, or you want to curse Sean Black and myself out about our topic tonight, or topics, the telephone number is 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402. Sean Black, we did it for 100 times. Are you in the mood to piss some people off tonight?
Yes, I am. But I do it with trepidation.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, in name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let's piss some people off. Was I wrong to say that?
You know, for those that are actually looking for someone to get to, the phone number and address of the Hot Rod is
469 Go to Hell Avenue. 469 Go to Hell Avenue. Well, but on a serious note, before I go on with the topic, this is like the disclaimer of the Hot Rod, Sean Black, and the show itself. We will be talking about religion and different aspects of religion in the next coming up shows. Not to downgrade or diss or criticize religion or anyone's beliefs, like Muslims, Jews, Catholics, whatever your beliefs are. And I know religion and politics are two topics that a lot of people are not comfortable about. But as I stated on the show many times, no topics are off limits. And we address every topic with some facts the best way Sean and I and the rest of the guys can. We are entitled to our own opinion. Like Sean always said, we have to agree to disagree. That will make our show unique, like everybody else. If we all agree on the same thing, this show will be completely boring, and I will probably have to kill Sean Black.
Go ahead and kill me. Yeah.
Yes. But other than that, let's be serious. The reason why I brought up this topic is, do you think Jesus Christ is real or a prophet or a fictional,
yeah, he's got right at you.
Yeah. Or do you think it's a character, a made up character? I don't care what your religion is. And once again, I will keep saying it throughout the show. I'm trying to be as more respectful as I am towards your religion. But I have questions. We all have questions. And I don't care who you are, I don't think you have the answer to all my questions or to our questions. Because when you think you have the answer, I change the question. Because I go real deep into it. You may refer your answer to the Bible. But Sean Black and I agree that further later we will talk about the Bible. Is the Bible real or not? So, let's get right to it. little bit personal story about myself. Sean Black will tell you that he's an atheist, but he will explain his reasons why. Me, the hot rod, I come from a religious background. I'm like part Catholic, part Protestant, because I'm from a Haitian background, and Haitian people are very deep into their religion. They worship God and Jesus to the fullest, because that's what they have. My parents, they're very deep into religion. My stepfather is like a bishop or a deacon, something like that. My mother was working in the church. My own sister just recently married a pastor or a preacher. You know, I have cousins who are pastors and preachers. Basically, my side of the family are religious people. I am, as they call it, the devil child, because I'm the rebellion one. All my life, I always ask questions that people are afraid to answer. So, of course, even though I went to church back then, I had questions and no one could answer it. In other words, I was raised in a certain way to believe there was Jesus, there was God. You're supposed to do good, you're supposed to do bad. You do good, don't do bad. Give money to the church, and, you know, life goes on. And my mother always told me the expression, better behave yourself because Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And I would be like, okay, it's been like 2,000 years already. Jesus Christ has not come back yet? Does he have powers? So for a long time, I have believed there's a God and there's a Jesus Christ. But as I get older, I start to ask more questions. I start to get wiser about myself. But Sean Black and I know, we try to think outside the box. So, do I think Jesus Christ is real, or a prophet, or a character? I do believe, because I did some research, and Sean Black had the research that I gave to him yesterday, and K-Dog, I do believe there's a Jesus Christ, but I do not believe he is the Son of God. I do not believe in that power that he did. Besides, if he really did turn water into wine in one of those stories, he is the greatest bartender that ever lived. Let's say about that. I love that story.
I'm pretty sure if you were around in that era, you probably would be drunk right about now.
What? I'm like, Jesus, you ain't going nowhere, okay? You stay right here with me. We're going to keep this party going. The reason why I say that is religion is a very complex situation, topic that a lot of people will get into and ready to argue with me about it, which I'm, once again, call me, not to curse me out, explain to me. I have the question, just let me know. Tell me if I'm wrong or not about how I feel. Jesus Christ, I believe, is a prophet. I could see someone preaching the word of God back then, 2,000 years ago. And in the stories, no one at this time, unless Sean, you're the oldest here, you cannot tell me you saw Jesus Christ back then, 2,000 years ago. Hi, Anitra. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
So,
Sean could have saw Jesus Christ.
she hung up. See? Jesus Christ is working already.
Uh-oh.
Anitra just hung up.
See, there you go. You got your hand right on your toe.
So, a lot of people are going to be upset with what I just said, but I do believe he's not real. I mean, I don't believe in that magical stuff, because let's be honest, no one has been a witness to it, and we know we hear stories about it. Yes, that was Jesus, and he hung up on you.
I see that.
Oh, boy. I'm just saying that I could see all the stories to a certain degree, but at the same time, if this is Jesus Christ, why are there so many different stories about him? Before I go to you, Sean, how do people know what Jesus Christ looked like? If there was no paintings, there was no Facebook, there was no selfies, there was no cameras, but we see pictures of a white man in a beard and a robe named Jesus Christ.
People's perception of what in their heart what they want him to look like.
But if that's their heart, that's their heart. That's the white man's heart, as some people would say. Because we don't know what Jesus really looked like. Jesus could be a woman back then, for all we know.
No, Jesus Christ was a man, but it's religion's in your heart. You either have it or you don't. Religion, to me, is not supposed to be fact. I mean, it's a book of stories. Like, when you hear, when you told the story, let's say, Rod, let's say you told something to Sean, explained to him how your day went, and then Sean told the same story to somebody else. A fact gets twisted. A fact gets left out, right? Usually, isn't that what happens?
Sure, usually.
And then someone else tells the same story, and then another fact gets, or something else gets added, and then the story gets told again and again and again. That's why it's not my cup of tea.
So, in other words, I know what you're talking about, like that classroom game with, like, telephone, where you tell the student.
Yeah, exactly.
And the next student, and the next student, and the next student, and you see if you got the original message, and somewhere down the line, the message got messed up or changed
exactly.
it around.
Exactly.
Sean Black?
Yes.
my other disciple, go ahead.
Yeah, well, as we all, as children, had some sort of denomination that we were raised on under at some point. You like you said, you were raised when you were younger, Catholic. Anitra, you were Catholic also?
I was raised Catholic, yes.
Okay. I was raised as a child Episcopalian, which is
what does that mean?
It's somewhat like Christianity to some degree, but it's a looser translation of religion as far as that goes. But it's still strict in the Bible, and it's. A lot of Episcopalian churches are also brought in through African, African Methodist Episcopalian churches, because that's where a lot of the denominations come from. And you'll hear if there are a lot of African Americans in the United States, if they are not Roman Catholic, or if they aren't Catholicized, then they probably will be Episcopalian. Now, for me, growing up as an Episcopalian, I had to go and get up and go to Sunday school. You know, I was a Boy Scout. I had to go and do those kinds of church functions. But as you stated, as I got a little bit older, I'd probably say when I got to about maybe 9 or 10, and you're kind of like, well, why do we have to get dressed up to go to a building to you know, listen to stories out of a book? And you used to always think, at least I used to think as a kid, that every Sunday we would go to this building and everybody is dressed up to talk about this book, and the book seemed to never be finished. You know, that youthful ideology when you're a child and you kind of start asking questions and like, how is it we've been going to this church every Sunday for X amount of years, and the preacher has never finished the book? And then you start to think, well, okay, it's the same thing. And then maybe it's a large scripture, lots of books, lots of different versions of certain religions. I've always been of the ilk that if you are religious or you follow any particular religion, there is absolutely nothing wrong with the ideology, in my eyes, of religion, or the iconography that is involved with religion. You can take certain aspects of religion and you can take it to yourself and apply it to your own personal growth and your personal life, and there would be nothing wrong with it. I think, Hot Rod, you may take certain things that you learned as a kid or maybe that you still hold to yourself and apply it to your life. You have kids, so you may apply that to your children. I know, Anitra, you have a daughter. You try to maybe have tried to apply certain aspects that you knew that you were around, and maybe imparted some of that into your child's life as she grew up.
No.
Okay, then I stand corrected.
Well,
no, darling.
I'm agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, in no disrespect at all, I just personally don't believe any of it existed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my personal opinion.
And there's been a much bigger movement in the last, I would say the last 10 years, of agnostics and atheists moving towards, you know, this whole Bible stuff is ridiculous. It's like a big book of fairy tales. And this is what a lot of people have talked about. My personal opinion, I believe there is a deity out there. My whole thing is I don't know which one. So what I do is something that George Carlin did. He said in his own stand-up, as he started to get older, he wanted to worship something that was much more tangible. So what he does is he says he worships Mother Nature, something that you can kind of see, the wind, the trees, the water, the air. And I'm a little bit much more towards nature than anything else. I will never tell anyone what you say is wrong or what you're saying is there as gospel. If it is for you, then it works for you.
Sean, you never answered the question, do you believe there's a Jesus Christ or not?
I believe there was a Jesus Christ at some point on this planet. Now, do I believe a lot of the mystical things that we hear about, you know, like you said, turning wine into water, resurrecting from the dead, and those kinds of things? I don't know. I really want to learn how to do that. A lot of people will look at you as if you're, you know, if somebody came out in Hollywood and created that story of everything that we've heard or read about as far as the Bible and turned it into some sort of a movie, it would probably be looked at as absolute brilliant fiction in the eyes of somebody. But then on the other hand, there are a lot of people that are so faith-driven. Everything that is a scripture of the Bible or any religious scripture is going to be law to them. So you have to respectfully, if you agree or disagree, you have to be respectful in it. And then also look at what certain aspects of religion are and see if you would either consider it something that actually happened or something that you say, no, I just, as you said, Hot Rod, I have way too many questions. And that's what a lot of people, and I think that's the best part about religion, if you are into it, is to ask the questions and then discuss them.
And you know what? That's why I had today K-Dog and Sean Black to ask other people, and I did a survey too. And shockingly, the people on my end, people ask the question, do you believe in Jesus Christ or all that stuff? And most of the people came back, they do believe in Jesus Christ, but they had their doubts. But once again, like Sean stated, you have questions because we don't know the truth completely. And we may never know the truth until we die. And I love it when people tell me, like, oh, Ronnie, go do the show, you're going to hell. Well, like Alicia always stated, we're in hell already. It cannot get any worse than this. Okay.
Exactly.
One person's heaven is someone else's hell, I guess, huh?
Basically.
I don't think he didn't exist. I just don't think, I mean, considering where he was from, I just don't think he was white.
And that's another
concept. They portray him to be this milky white, like Irish type of pale skin, which is kind of impossible for that region, for where he's from. So that's my doubt. But then again, it's what people believe.
If people, once again, since we always have to talk about race, God forbid, for people to say that Jesus was white, I'm like, wait a minute, was he technically speaking Jewish that raised up in Nazareth or Jerusalem or whatever? They didn't have sunblock back then, as I presume.
Yeah.
Yes, they had. Yes, go ahead.
No, but go ahead.
No, yes, they have beards. But do you think, I'm like, did Jesus have a job? I'm like, how did he eat? I'm like, what did he do? People think Jesus brainwashed his followers. He brainwashed 500 people. And the reason why the Romans and the government hated Jesus, because he was preaching to the poor. He was helping giving the poor faith, belief that life is better, like money is not everything. And look at religion now. Most of the followers, even to this day, are poor people or middle class, as you say. Well, you see the Pope living good, you know. You see some pastors, and you know my favorite pastor in the world, Questlove Dollar, living in a nice mansion, having a private jet, and look at his followers. Do they have their own private jet? No, so it's like, okay, once again, we give it money towards the church. We believe in a Jesus Christ. We believe in a God. But isn't money the root of all evil?
You know, the funny thing about all of that you just brought up is that the majority of the readings and the teachings that are taught in the Bible about Jesus is living kind of like that, the low-key life in retrospect to the way preachers are. It's like a complete... is like the complete antithesis of what Jesus is portrayed as. The people that teach, not all, but a good majority that you, like you said, the Creflo Dollar and a lot of these other shady preachers that are making millions and millions of dollars and then using it and under the guise of it being it going toward the religious background of helping the people, you know, clothe the naked, feed the hungry, give money to the poor. You don't hear a lot of that from a lot of these TV preachers that we see. And what we talk about with those kinds of things that they are always into that get pushed out on television. So we see in social media, which we brought up before, a lot of times, like we brought up with Creflo Dollar, asking his constituents to donate money. And why does he need the money? He wants to get a jet. Why does he need the jet? So that he can fly to and from to preach the word of God. Even though he is making X amount of millions of dollars of tax-free money because of the law stating that if you are a church and you have a church and you go through the proper channels, you can make money tax-free.
Okay. All right, Master, I will go to you in a minute. I just want to say this. I just find this funny how... when people told me that Hot Rod, Roddy, you should not talk about it because some people will be offended, whatever, I'm not doing this topic or the topic about religion to offend anyone.
No.
If you want to be blindsided and don't want to listen to this, that's fine. But once again, the point of the show for us to open your mind and your ears and your mouth. We're all here to express our feelings about Jesus Christ, God, religion. And like I said before, there could be more topics about religion because no topics are off limits. If I have two atheists, Anitra and Sean, talking about it, what about the Muslims and everybody else? I welcome everybody to talk to me. Even with Anitra's friend, he's Jewish, we talk about religion, and we didn't get no argument about it. He has his belief, I have my belief, and we call it a day, we had a drink, and that was it.
Because the three of us had an intelligent, educated, grown-up conversation, there's a difference.
Yes.
Some people don't know how to act. When they hear someone else's opinion, they get insulted, which I never really understood why someone's opinion would insult you when it's not directed towards you.
Or it's not exactly what you agree with. Because I've had many heated discussions with friends of mine over things that we don't necessarily agree with. And what I think is human nature is a lot of people would like to have their opinion heard, but they also want to, quote-unquote, win the argument by trying to convince you that their opinion is actual either fact or it's much more correct than your point of view. And that's not the way a debate or a discussion is supposed to be. If Anitra has something that's completely different from me, I'll listen to her point. I can understand where her point is. I give her my point, she'll understand where my point is, and if we agree on certain points or all of them or none of them, that's how it is. And we respectfully break away, you know, they ring the bell, you go to our neutral corners, and then that's
the conversation. They don't know, that's what I'm saying, like people just forget how to be an adult.
Let me go to Max, but Max has been waiting patiently. Go ahead, Max. One of my other disciples.
He's funny. You're so funny. Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I respect the other guys' comments and everything and your beliefs. I mean, religion, in my take, is basically more, it's just, I'm not talking about the Holy Bible, I'm talking about all types of religion. And the true key for the religion is just basically finding purpose for people, building motivation, and giving them like a guideline to life. Certain people don't have that strength to do it on their own, so they do rely on religion as a way of trying to, you know, go through life and build their motivation and build their life together. And they use it, they follow through on it, whether it's like basically Muslim, being Muslim, being Catholic, being a Jew, all types. There's voodoo. Voodoo is like another form of religion as well. But
yes,
in America, it have painted it as, you know, evil. But it's not. It's not really evil. Voodoo is another religion as well. And voodoo was actually respected in the other side of the country. But around here, it's not, you know, respected here only because of its dark features, and basically stuff that they're not aware of. So they basically painted it as black and dirty. But other than that, religion is very different for everybody.
True. But Matt, do you believe there's a Jesus Christ from your personal and professional opinion?
Yeah, I believe there is a higher power. I believe there is Jesus. It's just not painted as white. I believe Jesus is a dark-skinned complexion man. And he did have a purpose, and he did have a drive. And he it was based... And the way it's portrayed, it's supposed to be a true story. It's a true man. May not have the powers like they painted him to have, but he did bring some purpose. He did show that, you know, you have to be in yourself and sacrifice. There's a lot of discipline. Those are the key things that he was basically portraying people, discipline, sacrifice, and a structure for family building.
So, but you're saying he's a prophet, but not the actual son of God.
He probably he could be the son of God. He could have been the son of God, just like we all are the son and daughters of God.
True, but I'm talking about the actual quote-unquote son through the Virgin Mary.
Remember, there were different writers. There was different writers in the Holy Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There was different people giving their take on what they saw. So maybe in the afterlife, we're going to find out what was really true and what was not true. Bottom line is there was a person by the name of Jesus Christ. Because that's one of the stories that they, like, Rodney's telling his story of Jesus Christ, Sean's telling the story of Jesus Christ, Demetrius' story of Jesus Christ. Basically, there is somebody by the name of Jesus Christ, just that each author is doing a different take on it.
We all can agree, because Cato's online, that Jesus Christ is the most populous person in the world, but he's been going on for at least, what, over 2,000 years?
Centuries.
Thank you. But at the same time, is the picture of Jesus Christ, besides the pictures, like, how do we know when Jesus was born, technically speaking, like December 21st? When did people come up with December 25th? How do people know when died on Easter Sunday, even though it's not the actual date? And, like, these make-up holidays, that's me, you know.
At
the same time.
Don't take
a Hold on.
Sorry.
I'm not saying Jesus did not die. Of course Jesus died. Of course Jesus was born. But the actual day, and by the same time, with the religion, we're using a marketing at the same time to talking to our kids. So for Easter, we have Easter baskets, the Easter bunny, all that nonsense. And for Christmas, we have to kill ourselves, work overtime, and buy gifts for other people. Explain that to me.
Well, I go by the result. You're going by the different results. You're going by marketing results. I'm going by the results of how many people were saved. Good people were saved through religion. You're focusing more on the Holy Bible. I'm focusing more on those other religions, including the Holy Bible, how people that truly did follow their religion, they did go by and live a better life and structure their family based on the religions that they believed in.
Well,
so
man,
if this helps
them. Well, they're using religion in marketing. You know?
So those are, that's your beef with that. I don't have a beef on that. My beef is the fact that people put in certain other religions higher than the other one.
Oh, that's another topic. That's like a two-hour topic alone.
Yeah,
right?
And that's, I think, the subjective part about religion in general, because this is where we're starting to see and have seen wars start over the explanation of which holy scripture, which deity has priority in a particular. It's almost like a ladder rung system of who's at the top and who's on the second rung, who's on the third rung. And based on the scripture that we read, it's kind of like what aspects of each religion are similar enough to be looked at as, okay, this particular part of your scripture matches parts of this, which match parts of this. So it's almost like a consensus that, okay, maybe this has happened. And the other parts of the scripture then fall into play as to who prioritizes which over the other. And I think that's where a lot of the discrepancies come in when it comes to religion. That's why we have so many of these holy wars, as has been documented over time. The bloodiest war and the most humans that have died on this planet happened during the Crusades, and that was a holy war. Many people will have blind faith and go into a war and will fight over a religious ideology, a background, a thought process, over anything else on this planet. It's been documented.
Okay, now I got to go to K-Dog right now. K-Dog?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Hey. Hey, listen, look, Hot Rod and Sean Black, exactly, you know, let's keep the conversation going because this is exactly what we were talking about yesterday when we met up, and I just wanted to share a quote from Napoleon to begin my statement. Napoleon said this. He said, "Religion is excellent stuff for keeping common people quiet. Religion is what keeps the poor from murdering the rich."
Mm-hmm.
You get what he was saying with that.
Yeah, and you heard me say this before, and I've always thought this, that organized religion was man-made and created to keep control over people, to keep them from taking over and getting enough power to speak on their own behalf.
Exactly.
To keep people from doing things that the higher-ups did not want the lower rung to do.
That's
so
what Napoleon meant. Now, guys.
Hold on one second. So, Anitra, do you believe what Sean said, and that's why you became an atheist? So, basically, why you became an atheist as the oldest
guy? I'm agnostic because I don't believe in God. I don't. I just. It's my personal belief. I just believe that it's, you know, people are praying to statues. I could build a statue, and I can have people pray to it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
You know,
and people like, oh, because you were traumatized, you were this. No, I wasn't. I'm highly educated. I just don't believe in it. I mean, I don't knock people who are religious. I mean, we've all sat around tables and had conversations. I don't knock it. It's just not something I personally believe exists.
And before I go back to Mass and K-Dog, as for my children, you know, I went to Palm Sunday Church, which I had a big argument with baby mama about it because I don't want to go to church. But I got my kids baptized in a Catholic church. But I told her, and like I told everybody else, right now I do the Catholic church thing, which is an hour of torture for me. But in the end, I will tell the kids the truth and have them make their own decisions in the end. What about God, religion, or whatever? Because I don't want, the reason why I didn't want to take them to church, because I don't want to be a hypocrite to myself and to my kids. Like, I don't believe in this and that, and here I am taking them to church, you know. My parents forced me to go to church because they believed at that time it was the right thing to do. So, like, it's like a double standard for me. Like, here I am having this subject, and when my son get older, he's going to ask me these questions, like, do I tell him the truth now, or should I wait a little bit longer to tell him
how I really feel? Wait until he can understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, you see, now that you mentioned it, and I just want to also add in something else, too, in the question of Jesus Christ. Yes, I do believe that Jesus Christ is real. And also, you know, I do believe...
Do you mean he's real with powers or without powers, or as a prophet? What do you mean that he's real?
Well, as a figure of like, faith. As a faithful figure. Now,
but do you believe
okay,
he has the magical powers of pixie dust that everybody else does?
Well, I believe that his words were powerful, but I still have questions about the they say the miracles that he did. You know, the way it's being interpreted. Like, you see, this is what the Bible, you know, the Bible, let's not forget that this was a book that was translated into so many languages that there were words that there were things that were lost, and there are things that people still question till this day. You understand what I'm saying? You know, for past like 2,000 years, and for centuries, that it's been like. So what did happen? What did happen? Because you know what? If you read the Bible, it gives a different. Each prophet that wrote it gives a different aspect of what happened. Like, they don't give a specific date, like Hot Rod was talking about earlier, of his date of birth. That was later founded by a religious bishop. Then, when Jesus Christ was crucified, they didn't specify a specific date. They said he died during the, they said it was during the Passover. And, of course, with the Bible being written about the Passover, that the Passover, it was when the, it was believed that the Jews were being freed from slavery in Egypt, and that there was a spirit of death that passed by that killed all the firstborn of Egypt. And, you know, there's so many mysteries that people don't, that people can't explain. And, you know, I'm even asking questions because, like you told me, like you sent me a survey today, Hot Rod, and I asked people, and people do believe. But, however, there are still questions that are people tend to ask, if you understand what I'm saying.
Matt?
So with that being, yeah. So with that being said, yeah, you could add in anything.
It's people's. I personally feel that the Bible is people's interpretation of what happened. I don't think it's a book of lies. I feel that, like, the four of us could see, well, five of us could see the same object. Could watch the same game, can witness the same conversation,
right,
the same argument.
And have a different
and
aspect
have,
of it.
Each of us can have different interpretation of what happened.
Exactly. Because
that's what
I
feel the Bible is.
And that's what I was saying earlier, because
yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
Nitra, you could have a different, Max, you could have a different saying, Rodney has a different, Hot Rod has a different saying, Sean, you have a different saying. So you see, That's why it doesn't really make sense. And, of course, I just wanted to point out about the question of people's faith, especially here in America. Now, in the past, like, 15 to 16 years, I remember when 9/11 happened, people were like, where was God? Some people started to lose their faith because of that. They said, where was God when all of this was happening? And, you know, of course, now, and Max, and I wanted to you to hear this, and I said this yesterday about organized religion, about these mega pastors who have these mega churches making millions and millions of dollars by spreading the word and having all these people believe in them and going crazy and spending money, and yet it's like, okay, you say that you're a man of God, you're saying that you're preaching the word of God, but yet you're making millions of dollars off of it, and meanwhile, the people that are coming into your church are not even giving their hard-earned money to your church, and it grows and grows and grows and grows. You know, and this is the thing, like what Sean said about organized religion, it's just a mess. And it was put there to, you know, there were wars about it between the Christians and the Muslims. It's been going on for years and years and years. And even now, you still have this holy war.
So, to Max, do you talk to your daughter about religion and about Jesus Christ?
I do talk to religion. I don't talk about religion. I was told that there's different forms, different types of religion. But I'm agreeing with you, all you guys. I'm just saying that there's two sides. There's actually three different sides.
Well, always, there's always three sides.
Yeah, three sides. But I did say earlier that everyone has a different take on the Bible, and on the, each verse is different. Those are the authors. They all give a different view of what they thought about God and Jesus Christ. And like I said earlier also, that basically there's, like Sean says, they got the powers that be that use it towards their gain. Then you got people, the less fortunate ones, the poor, that do need religion to live, because without that, they're going to be gone. They're like zombies. They don't have a mind of their own.
And
they don't have a mind of their own.
I like that concept that you just say zombies, because I feel like even though with this topic alone, even though we're just being real nice about it, other people listening to the show right now, we will probably be stoned to death by a lot of believers of Jesus Christ and religion. Like, people take it, I think people take religion way too serious,
way too far.
You know,
perfect example was when that movie, The Passion of the Christ, came out. We had this discussion yesterday, actually, when we all met up. And I remember around the time that it was released, they were showing, I guess, private screenings, and it was showing the reaction of people. And there were people that were fainting in the aisles. There were people that were being carried out. People thought, oh, this is the... And for those that are not religious, that didn't get a chance to see The Passion of the Christ, basically it's supposed to show those the days that happened from the time that Jesus was crucified and the torture that he had before, as he was leading up to and during his crucifixion. And then they showed little clips of parts of his life prior to that happening and all of the things that happened there. And it was, if you didn't believe in the Bible itself or religion, it was a really moving movie in general.
No, it was. I saw it.
Yeah, people were really, people walked out of that movie theater in tears.
Oh, yeah.
When I remember.
Graphic.
And it was graphic. And, you know.
But that's how they did it back then. You know, they tortured people, whipped people with chains, with spikes in it like that.
Yes.
And then back in the Roman era.
Yeah.
You know, specifically
in the movie, they showed the portrayal of Jesus being whipped with a whip that
scourge.
Had hooks at the end.
Yeah, he was
like,
being
like
scourged.
Like flanges almost, and had the skin ripped from him and stabbed. So many of the things that they talk about in the Bible were actually physically there. And for people that are religious, that really believe what they've read in the Bible, to physically have a visual of what they can read about in the book, I'm pretty sure it was really powerful.
Before I go to the next topic, I just got a text right now from MM. Can I say the full name? But they say that we need to do more research because he believes that Jesus Christ is really real and there's a such thing as a God and the Bible is real and we need to do more research about it. That's what he does now.
Well, there are some facts that some of the religious scholars that have looked up a lot of the stuff that happened, and it's not necessarily all or nothing. There is some basis to believe that Jesus was an actual living human being on the planet. About around the time that he lived and when he died, he spoke Aramaic, which is another lost language that nobody seems to speak anymore. That they tried to portray in the movie, I believe.
Yeah, they did.
So they even have ideas of when Jesus was baptized around, I believe, 28 or 35 A.D., so that was a very long time ago. These are certain things that the scholars that have researched this believe is actually something that's happened based on their research, not necessarily from just saying that, well, we think that this is the case. It's based on some of the things that they've read and researched, and then they've gone ahead and cross-checked based on what has been partially what is written and other the research and things that they've been able to discover over many, many, many years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
like,
well,
I'm not denying that the things that they're saying didn't happen or the people didn't exist.
Nobody's denying
yeah.
it.
I'm just saying that the hocus-pocus part of it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Well, I understand everybody's point here, and I think
yeah,
that that's
exactly.
what, yeah. So the thing is, I don't think anybody is disputing the fact that there was a Jesus Christ that walked among men. I think what it is, the main question is the subjective ideology behind what we've been either taught or what has been put in the Bible, how many people actually believe it to the letter? Or is it more of a something that is along the lines of kind of like a moral thing, or is just something that is like a symbolic deal to try and get people to understand the message that's within the scripture that was written? Those are the kinds of disputes that have decimated cities and have fractured friendships and family members over
yeah.
you're on one side or you're not on
yeah.
the other side.
Okay, well, all right, enough about Jesus Christ for now. Nothing personal, but let's talk about sex and cheating right now.
Oh,
you know,
straight
you know,
from Jesus right into the bed. Figures.
Goodness
you know.
Gracious.
No,
what a segue.
Max brought up, no, Max brought up this topic last week, so I want to address it for a few minutes because he has a cheating problem, Max. But last week, you know, Carmelo Anthony, New York Knicks star, is separating from his wife, Dara Anthony, because he alleged cheating on her with a stripper, I believe, right? And the stripper is pregnant, right, Sean?
Yes. Well, I believe that is, yes.
I heard that she's not really she's not a stripper. I think that she's a, sort of an educator or something like that.
It doesn't
and
matter.
And he met her in a strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, but regardless,
yeah.
he cheated. She's pregnant.
In any event, it's with somebody that's not his wife.
Yes.
Right. He cheated and messed around.
But Lala
spilled the milk on the farm.
Yes. But Lala's not too clean herself. Right? Because as Max brought up, Lala was on camera, you know, on the show Power. She was sleeping with someone for an acting. So do you guys have a problem with having a married spouse getting naked or having sex in front of a camera? Well, Anisha, we know the answer to that for you, but the guys
problems.
Yeah.
Max?
Is she talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
Your topic, so yeah. You talk about it.
My topic? What are you talking about?
You brought it up last week, so.
I mentioned a little bit because you guys were mentioning a skit about the Carmelo thing last week. Just a little skit of it, but then I text you guys my point.
Mm-hmm. So
right,
tell us your point.
My point is, all right, let's say, look at Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, per se. Mariah Carey is the biggest figure between the relationship. She is the one. She's the breadwinner. She's the one that's holding the family together. Nick Cannon's career is going to fall behind over Mariah Carey. Basically, for the whole family to remain more tight and more secure and to enhance themselves, be more better, Nick Cannon's going to have to take a sacrifice. He's not going to put his career over his wife, who her career is more. And he's not going to put out his little antic out there. He's going to try to do whatever he can for the sake of the family because they have an agenda. They have a purpose and agenda. Like Hillary Clinton, same thing. Bill Clinton's going to do his little antic. She's not going to put herself over Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Scott King, same thing. She's not going to put herself over Martin Luther King just for the purpose of herself. She's going to sacrifice for the agenda and to the head. I'm just giving you a hint because it's by fact, it's been done. Linda McMahon and Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon's a horn dog, but she's not going to put her career over Vince. She's going to make sure that they enhance that business and she's going to play the school teacher role and be, all right, I'll be obedient, but I'll be your partner, and I'll help the business pursue more better. They're going to take sacrifices.
So
now,
so
my
you think Carmella
Lala, now, with the Lala thing, Lala is not Gabrielle Union, who Gabrielle Union said was bigger than Lala.
Exactly.
But Gabrielle Union, she fell back and said, you know what, Dwayne, even though you did a little antics behind closed doors, but I ain't leaving you because I want this relationship and the family to go bigger. We're going to make sure it enhances. So I'm going to fall back and make sure that you get your job done. Now, Lala, on the other hand, she was never in that caliber. She was a video vixen and a showgirl. Once she married Carmelo, who had a bigger business and a bigger career, she could have done the other option as far as, you know what, my role now is to make sure that the family stays stable and intact. But nope.
Exactly.
She's going to do this little role in Power where she's going topless and doing a little risque act when another man is, like, sucking her nipples and groping it. And
now, Carmelo
goes to the locker room, and everybody's going to go around, going to go say, hey, what up, dog? Why's your girl doing that on the freaking TV? Now, I don't recall Wayne Gretzky's wife doing that because she fell behind and said, you know what, for the sake of the family, I want to help out Wayne. Joe Montana never did that shit with his wife. I'm going to, Michael Jordan, his wife did the same thing. I'll make sure the family stays tight. But
you know what?
To add to
Mac's point, the worst case, look at Magic Johnson's wife.
Oh,
the
worst case
scenario. And she stuck with him to the end. And they're still together.
And you know what? The thing is, it's all about, and Max, I can understand what you're saying. It also comes down to respect. That's what it all comes down to when it comes to something like that. I mean,
hold on. I need to get a woman's point of view.
Let's say you're in that situation.
Well, what about Nisha? What's your opinion about it? Let's say you're in that situation. What will you have done?
Oh, I'm out. I don't stay. I don't give a shit what your check looks like or what you could do. I'm out. I don't tolerate that kind of disrespect.
Why? Because you're the independent woman. You don't need a man. I'm just saying. I
would not do that. I treat you how you get with me. You get what you give. If you're gonna act like an asshole, guess what? If you're gonna go out there and blatantly disrespect me and forget that we took those vows, I don't know, dude. Obviously, they mean nothing to you, so I'm going to keep it moving.
Matt,
where I met
right.
you, there are a million more. It's
yeah,
not that
well,
serious.
Like I said, I threw in as far as women had the same as well, like a Mariah Carey and other women as well, that had bigger careers than their men, and then men fell back and said, you know what, for the sake of the family, I'm going to take it, only to try to make sure your career and our family gets bigger. But I'm not saying it's healthy to do that, but they have taken those sacrifices and said, you know what, I'm going to fall back. Now,
and for the sake of the family, they shouldn't have done what they fucking did.
Well,
if they were
well,
if the men or the women respected,
I'm not saying they were right to do so, Nitro, but I'm saying as far as like, let's be real. You marrying a person who is the president of the United States, your opinion, your views is nowhere compared to he is number one. He could be she. She could be the president of the United States, and I'm like, you know what? I got it for the sake of this agenda, like the Clintons said in their book. It's pretend you're gonna have enemies, you're gonna have friends, but what's more permanent is the agenda. Your agenda is more permanent.
The bottom line is that there has to be a level of respect. I mean, listen, when it comes to marriage, there has to be that respect, and you know it goes both ways. The man has to respect his wife, and the wife has to respect her husband. And the thing is with Lala is that this dude went ahead and messed around with somebody else and got the other person pregnant. See, the difference is Lala, yes, she did a nude scene, but she wasn't having sex with somebody else and got pregnant by the other person, if you understand what I'm saying.
Kato,
so,
that, But it doesn't mean that a lot of it did not cheat on Carmelo Anthony. We don't
know about that. What I'm saying. That's a
like,
point.
Like Max said.
Yeah, but there's a difference. We don't
know
that they didn't discuss this. I'm sure when she was off at the park, she knew it was involved. We don't know that she didn't discuss this with her husband. He was like, okay, it's this X amount of money. Let's do this. That's the difference.
And we also don't know the timing of this whole deal where they could have been separated prior to all of this stuff.
Because she could have found out about what he did.
Yeah, we've heard over the last year or so, maybe 2 years, that they've been having marital issues. Where, if we remember, Kevin Garnett was talking about your wife is
like Honey Nut Cheerios, whatever nonsense
he came up with. You know, there were a lot of things going on in their relationship, and I'm pretty sure we don't know everything anyway, and it's none of our business of what's going on between the two of them, unless they so choose to go ahead and spill the beans about everything.
But like I said, it's all about respect. That's the thing, and you know what? She got disrespected big time.
Hold on, Sean.
I think overall what Max John said, if there's an agenda, you should have worked it out. We don't know the whole story, and we may never know until it comes out in the book. But you know what? If the person's more powerful, stick to it. But like I said, Magic Johnson, the Clinton, there's other people who have worse situations. And, you know, they stuck it out to the end. We don't know the truth.
Let me keep it real with you guys. If Anitra was my wife, and she was a senator of New York, and she's doing the greatest good for the country, for the state of New York, definitely she's been awesome, excellent. All right. Scandal broke out. She had an affair. I'm not quick to leave her because I am the type of guy. Say, you know what? Close doors. I'm not quick to walk out the marriage because we have 3 or 2 healthy kids, successful young kids. One of them is promising, having a career on their own. One's going to blossom, become go to college, Ivy League. I'm not going to just walk away like this. We're going to have to. We had to restructure our deal. Or we're going to have to go close doors and say, like, what went wrong? I thought we had an deal. Obviously, there had to be some sort of agreement before you do something like this. I'm going to marry a woman like her. She's going to have power. And with that power, there's going to become ego. It's going to happen. Now, the only thing is, I have to step up as a partner and say, look, either this has to stop, or let's make sure your career goes down. And then I'll take my way out. I'm not going to walk out quick like that and cause a scene. Because I know, I'm well aware my wife, who is the senator, has a reputation to hold. So I'm not going to damage that based on my ego or my personal views. I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Sean, 30 seconds. What's your final point about that?
Well, my final point is we know that in a lot of relationships, we don't know what the arrangement is, Max has been basically talking about. If you know what the other person is professionally supposed to be doing, like acting, if you know that that's what is a potential that's going to be the case, then unless you communicate, that shouldn't be a problem. There was a lot of problems going into this relationship. I'm pretty sure that they never really disclosed, and I think that's where the main issue is now. So what we have now is what you see here.
Okay, well, guys, well, Max, K-Dog, Sean, and Anitra, guys, thank you so much for a very great show tonight where we talk about Jesus Christ and sex at the same time. I swear, only the absolute truth will talk with topics like that.
Yeah, well, not at the same time. I mean, that's
no,
a little
not
bit
at the same
different.
Time. But, you know, when you have sex,
we'll
you do say, oh, my. No, when you have sex, you do say, oh, my God, sometimes, or Jesus Christ sometimes.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. Well, folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host for the most, the King of Kings himself. I'm the Hot Rod with Sean Black, Anitra B, Max, K-Dog, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah. And as always, the pleasure was all
yours.
Good night, guys.
Good night, y'all.
You think Anitra B will get it down tonight after this talk?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
dude, get off your knees.
Again? Good night, guys.
Bye.
Wow. Good night.
Later, y'all.